by tendimento this very interesting workshop. So I understand my role in this workshop is to report free quantum free body calculations of various catalyzed BBM reactions related to production and destruction of lithium 6, 7, and beryllium 7. So I'd like to discuss BBM reaction catalyzed by the long-lived negatively charged massive particle denoted as X minus. A candidate of X minus particle is a Suji particle star. But in this talk, I always refer to X minus. Discussions about star will be given by Hamaguchi in this afternoon. So outline is like this. First, I discuss X catalyzed alpha transfer reaction to produce lithium 6, 7, beryllium 7. Then X catalyzed radiative capture reactions, non-resonant one and resonant one. Then X catalyzed three body breakup reactions to destroy lithium 6 and lithium 7. And finally, late time CBBM reaction with PX to destroy lithium 6, beryllium 7. An important point in the study of CBBM reaction is that there is and there will be no experiment on the reaction. Any calculation of the CBBM reaction is not a kind of analysis of existing experimental data, but there is just a prediction with no experiment in
the future. Other than LHC, right? LHC, Large Hadronic Collider.
So, analytical prediction on the CBBM reaction is there heavily responsible for the network calculation of BBM. Therefore, you might have a question to me, such as does your free body calculation have a prediction? If so, are there any successful examples of your predictions that were verified by experiments performed after your prediction? How accurate is your calculation? Yes, our three body calculation has a predictive power. There have been more than 10 examples of successful predictions, but I have no time to explain. The best example of the accuracy of our three body system is this one. As you know, this is a particle listings 2007 by particle data group. There's a list for proton mass, very precise proton mass here. Next one is anti-proton mass, which is given relative to proton, relative deviation from proton mass given by this one, less than 1.0 times 10 to minus 8. Particle data group says that this can be a test of CPT invariance. This value was determined by our three body calculations with accuracy of 10 significant figures to analyze serums. Laser spectroscopy data on antiprotonic helium, this three body system. I'm happy to see our calculation methods contribute to the determination of such elementary particles as antiproton. So our calculation method for three and four body systems is reviewed in this paper by Hiyama, Kino, and myself. So this method is applied to CBBM reactions in the paper by Hamaguchi et al. And recently we are finishing a paper on various CBBM reactions for lithium 6 and lithium 7, beryllium 7 by myself and Professor Kino and Professor Hiyama. They were my former students. Kino is responsible for the determination of antiproton mass, as I mentioned before. Hiyama is the most important author who developed the four body calculation method very much.
Understand, for the antiproton, this is what kind of reaction is an antiproton coming in and scattering on the helium ion?
Proton, antiproton is injected to helium. Helium atom. One electron is replaced by P bar.
Okay.
It's a very long life, coming on 10 to minus 6. So here is a young lady, and we know 2006 you call them when you're not in Japan due to the about it and due to the several successful predictions in hyperlipidemia physics. And I asked Kusakabe and Kajimo to use our reaction data in their network calculations. Unfortunately, Kajimo did not come to this symposium, but Kusakabe will talk after my talk. By the way, Kajimo is my former student's former student, and Kusakabe is Kajimo's student, so I am very happy to have so many excellent collaborators in this subject. Okay, section 1, X catalyzed alpha transfer reaction to produce lithium 6, 7, 7, 7. As is well known, the MOSFET proposed this very interesting X minus catalyzed reaction to produce lithium 6. This enhancement factor is amount to 10 to 8. So I very much appreciate for him to find out this reaction and propose this reaction in the network calculations. So problem is to calculate the cross sections of this reaction at low energies. How energies, here is a gamma peak for T9 equals 0.1. So S factor is to be calculated at 10 kV up to 100 kV. So once the potentials between any particle of three, any pair of three particles, namely d alpha, dx, alpha x, then this is a well-defined quantum three-body problem. So let us solve exactly the three-body Schrödinger equation and derive the cross-section at these energies. So we use explicitly the three set of Jacobian coordinates. This coordinate is responsible for the incoming channel. This one is for outgoing channel. If necessary, this will be used for charge exchange reaction. So we take three body Hamiltonian explicitly kinetic energy, three potentials. We solve this Schrödinger equation. An important point is there is this is a rearrangement reaction in which by strong d alpha interaction, alpha particle is transferred to the deuteron to form lithium 6. Incident energy is much below the Coulomb barrier, about 500 kV. Therefore, the reaction proceeds very slowly. There is enough time to have much multi-step transitions between the entrance and the exit channel, back and forth and back and forth. So furthermore, in the interaction region here, the three particle easily take complicated configurations that are much different from the entrance and the exit channel wave function. So if you take the Bohm approximations, variety is written in the textbook of quantum mechanics, perturbative interaction, in this case alpha d interaction, should be much less than the scattering energy. But in this case, alpha in magnitude of alpha d interaction is order of 10 MeV, which is much greater than the scattering energy. So similarly to the other CBBN reaction, so Bohm approximation does not work at all. So precise three-body calculation to solve this type of problem is usually a very difficult task of nuclear reaction theory. But in the study of muon catalyzed fusion, Kino and myself have experience of performing such three-body calculations of low-energy muon transfer reactions that are very similar to the present alpha transfer reaction. So analogical reaction in the muon transfer, muon catalyzed fusion. I wrote a review article together with Nagai here. These are comparison between CBBN reactions and muon transfer reactions. So here, deuteron is coming on the T mu atom and pick up muon to form D mu atom and escaping. So these two are completely the same framework. We can use the same framework to this reaction. So let me explain briefly for the three-body calculation the low energy transfer reaction. I explain at the same time this one and this one because they are almost the same mechanisms. This is the incoming channel. Total wave function is written in this way. This one is for the entrance channel for this one for this one, this one for some interaction region. This wave function is the ground state of this system, the alpha x atom. And this one is to be solved. Scattering wave function between Triton and this atom. And this part is for escaping channel. This one is for the ground state of, in this case, issue 6. And this one to be solved is scattering wave function between this one. Important point is there is no other open channels. Open channels are only this one and this one. All others are closed channels. So this term, the third term, stands for all the closed channels. The other one, virtually excited channels. So this term is responsible for all the asymptotically vanishing three-body amplitudes that are not included in the first two scattering terms. Then this term is expanded in terms of the complete set of three-body basis functions in the finite region. In this way, this is the three-body complete set. This red one, red quantity are to be solved. To be solved under the scattering boundary condition. This is the scattering boundary condition, usual wave, incoming wave, outgoing wave, here is the scattering matrix. So the above expression is the most general or most sophisticated expression of the transfer reaction. How to solve it is how to solve it starting from Schrödinger equation is written in the Hamaguchi et al. This paper. And finally, we obtain the S matrix element and construct the cross section. And by definition, we calculate astrological S factor in this way. So we calculated the wave function using two completely different methods. One is direct numerical method, finite difference method by Kino, and cone type variational method by myself. So we obtained the same result. We were so careful about this exciting subject. Okay?
Density
no, completely. Just we expand this one and this one by norm functions. Just we treat wave functions, not density. And we will verify the solution completely.
Can I ask another question? Just to make sure going away from three body and returning just to the regular helium deuterium fusion. Going to the standard reaction, your interaction Hamiltonian between the helium 4 and deuterium.
And DT.
Yeah.
Alpha P, X minus, they are three.
Right, I understand. No, I was wondering if you have checked that you get the standard results for the
two-body case.
Right, the two-body case.
And for the radiative capture.
Right.
I discuss it that point. Okay. Unfortunately, there is no data at low energies.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But so, but how to compare?
That's correct. No, but
the radiative, it is not. No, it cannot be a good check of this three-body calculation because alpha D interaction S wave is lower.
It would be a good check for the Hamiltonian between the alpha particle and the G particle, right?
Okay, I shall discuss this. Of course, we have to check the wave function of the interaction, of course. Let us discuss the large area of approximation. Full three body, we compare the cross section between full three body, two channel, three channel, This means full calibration, but without this factor. Okay? So we say two-channel coupling. Polar approximations. There are many types of polar approximations, but I say the best version. Best version is we take this one and this one, but we take one-step contribution of this two-channel coupling result. This couple channel is a flow estimate 30 times, and more approximation of isolates 4 times over this channel. So we understand that we have to make surely 3 body calculation. Yes.
The 2 channel is 30 times.
Two channel calculation over estimates the cross section for 3 body calculation 30 times.
So the bond approximation is 120 times the full bond.
It is not good to compare this one and this one directly. This is the approximation of this one. This one is the approximation.
What does that
so mean? By accidental, it is possible close solution between this one and this one.
So if I'm not experienced in the three-body calculations and I do something that is in the middle column, right? I can very easily make a mistake by a factor of 30. Right? If, say I'm learning this thing and I want to do a calculation and I, you know, do something that is in your middle column, right?
Middle column,
two channel. Right, so that's easy to make a mistake by a factor of 30, right? Is that what you're saying? That if I just do that, I will get
this one.
I'll get a 30 times larger answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could the 30
not enough?
Could the 30 have been a harmless too, or like could it be even worse? Like the factor larger.
Factor larger.
Could that be larger? 30 could have been 300 too, or is it really?
Sorry, I don't understand. This is a neuron transfer case.
Then it's a large factor, 30. It's a very large factor, large number. Could it be even larger than this?
Well, it is 30. This is a specific reaction.
It's a specific.
Yeah.
You mean for other reactions?
Yeah, this calculation cannot explain the
expect. It's okay.
So I will come back to discuss more about the result and accuracy of the calculation. But I say among the several literature calibration of the real transfer reaction, about is considered to be the best and has been used as a benchmark for comparison. There are examples of successful detection in one region on the following real transfer reactions via a measure of molecular states, right? A molecular state and that is the decay. Now we predict the cross sections and afterwards expand K verified among them. There are very strong isotopic tests. Result from this one. This reaction, no big Coulomb barrier exists, no Coulomb barrier exists. The former is much more difficult to treat because X minus catalyzed nuclear fusion takes place much below the Coulomb barrier. We have to treat the simultaneous both the long-range Coulomb potential and the short-range nuclear potential, which is the driving force of the transfer reaction. We have to choose a good alpha-D nuclear interaction that explains alpha-D system well. So we determine the alpha-D interaction by producing binding energy of lithium 6, root mean square charge radius of D alpha lithium 6. We assume the Gaussian charge distribution for deuteron and alpha. And automatically lithium 6 charge radius is explained. More important is lithium 6 electron scattering form factor. We examine just charge distribution function. So explaining good data. Then I say we have a good charge distribution function, not Gaussian, charge distribution function to explain experimental data. And one more important point is this reaction should explain the alpha D phase shift, S wave. S wave is most important in this reaction. So our potential explain the data. that. So I say, we have good interactions among the three particles, and we have an accurate method to solve the Schrödinger equations. Then I say, our calculation has predictability for the property of a three-body system, many successful examples. Spin of Deuton is ignored, but it is no problem in non-resonant scattering with only one particle having spin. In section two, spin is very important in the resonant reaction, this one. Our result is this one, S factor with respect to the scattering energy. And this is already published in the Hamaguchi et al. Reaction rate is this one. And here, error of approximate calculation, the same as before, the two-channel couple channel calculation, underestimates three times. Bolon approximation overestimates this two-channel calculation 12 times. So next one, this one. Here.
In that case,
it's factor.
Yeah.
This
factor can become negative.
And the female
is referring to your if 1 minus 0.349, but the G9 must be in certain limits.
G9 is small. Now we discuss.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. So T9 should be 1 or 2. That's what 1.2
maybe plus. Yeah, but I understand that. But according to the positive list, we should have T9 can come down. So in that case
we calculate in that case we have to calculate a higher energy.
Yeah, yeah. Can
and S wave and maybe P wave.
I assume that this
can be 0?
No, not zero, but I took the cross section and considered it to be kind of exponential decay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and in cases like those, yeah. When you evaluate the reaction rate, you get these T9As that you see in copper.
It's expanding, I think it's already expanding, but that's around some.
Right, so it's T9 smaller than 1, right?
There's smaller than 1, yes.
Yeah, so
if you want to have a T9, of course, 1.
Then it's easy enough to come up with a rate.
We have to calculate the.
It might not be accurate about T9 1, but that's okay. Yeah. That's what I do.
No problem. For high energies, we have to calculate high energies for high temperatures. And P wave and D wave is coming. There is no chance to have minus reaction.
Yeah, physically I understand. Yeah.
This should be used less than one.
In other words, when you continue to larger denies, will the other terms in the series that may be positive, right?
Okay, in this case, we have a big difference.
Can I ask you one question about this reaction still?
This one?
Yeah, you probably can update it very, very easily for the double charged particle.
Double charged?
Yeah, let's say, let's let our imagination go and have not double x minus, six. But x minus minus.
Aha. Then it has 2 minus charge.
Yeah, yeah. So with you, then alpha x is a neutral, little bit more bound, and this,
this can be applicable.
I don't have a good model for double charge particles, but just to speculate, or I mean, if we have already the tools, why not doing it for all possible cases?
Yeah.
Can I ask you something? How computational is it? A long job, or you can do it? Quickly. You're not taking this integral by hand, right? this is the computer time that you need, right? Is it a long job?
No.
So okay, very good. Then it can be run for many different cases.
So this is simple. I'd like to accept requested of you. high grade of this one. It's very rare. Not time consuming. Somewhat is a relation, but in this case, it's a rare ground state, but lithium 7, barium 7 has P value for the ground state. This is very important for me. So, if we have a S wave incoming, then L equals 0, L equals 0. But outgoing wave should be L equals 1. Therefore, we have here L equals 1, L equals 1, to have totally J equals 0 over time. So, here is in this case, 0 and 0, then we have a small L equals 1 amplitude here. Then we have a small transition probability to here. More important one is the P wave incoming. So P wave incoming, L equals 0, outgoing is L equals 1, L equals 0. It's rather easy to have a large transition from here to here. But this is the P wave incoming. So cross section or S factor will be smaller than in the lithium 6 production reaction. As for the interaction, we determine the interaction between alpha T to reproduce binding energy, root mean square radius, charge radius, low energy alpha T scattering phase shift times. This is the result. Here the P wave contribution is larger than S wave as we expected. Total cross section is about 10% of the lithium 6 production. So it's reasonable. And the reaction rate is this one. And the same calculation for beryllium 7 production. P wave, S wave, here we have small D wave contribution. The total one amounts to about 30% of lithium 6 production. S factor reaction rate is this one. Summarizing three reactions, CBBN reactions, our calculation. SBBN is experimental data. Given by NACLE. In this case, it's just extrapolation to the low energy. So, comparing them, we have enhancement factor, very huge enhancement factor, as you know. But in this case, this is the cross S factor. In this case, the E1 transition solved this SVBN. S factor is very large compared to this one. Is very, very large, so ratio is only 30. And similarly for the lithium beryllium 7 case. Here I compare our result and the scaling of the result. This one I obtained. And this value is estimated by Seibert et al. In this paper. And this value estimated by myself using equation 4 of Osperov's physical review paper. So we understand scaling rule overestimate very much for these reactions. Section 2 is the X-mount catalyzed to radiative capture reaction. To destruct beryllium 7, non-resonant reaction, resonant reaction. Very much discussed by Bardo et al. In this paper. We see very similar relation between this one. This one I shortly introduced to you before, prediction for KK experiment. So very similar relations, radiated to capture via molecular state, resonance state. So I say we have much experience to analyze this one. By one. So, this resonant reaction is very interesting. I appreciate very much for them to find this one. Here is a threshold. So incoming wave coming around here. Direct capture goes directly this way, but the resonance reaction goes via this resonance to ground state. And the energy is, according to their estimation, 168 kV, only this number. binding energy from threshold is about 1 MeV. So reaction rate depends strongly on energy as this function in the case of resonant reaction. So for example, at T9 equals 0.3 kT equals 25 kV, if we have a 50 kV change of ER, it changes the rate by factor of 2, about factor of E square, namely 7.4. And this is 50 divided by 25. So 50 MeV is only 5% of binding energy, this. Only 5% change of this position makes a very large change in the reaction rate. So one should calculate the resonance energy carefully. So boron 8 is one of the most extensively studied nuclei as a key nucleus in the solar neutrino problem in this way. And as a typical unstable nucleus used for radioactive ion beam. Structure of boron 8 is considered to have beryllium 7 plus proton structure. Ground state is very weakly bound with respect to the beryllium 7 plus proton ratio. So proton has a halo, proton halo is a proton halo. Halo means long range tail. So proton distance is very large. Here is a density function with respect to the radius. This one is the charge density of beryllium 7 core density. And this line shows the proton density. So it has a long range tail. And also this is a P wave. This means this system has a large caudal pole moment. It means large caudal pole Coulomb potential between X minus. So finally, this system has totally spin 2 plus. Beryllium 7 has spin 3 half, proton 1 half, delta motion is P wave, totally 2 plus. And totally possible 1 plus, 3 plus are possible, but they are much above the ground state. So we say strongly spin dependent beryllium 7 potential we have. So then one can consider the following four types of model of boron 8 plus X system. The model one, the simplest case, assumes Gaussian shape charge distribution of boron 8, employed by the Bird et al. In this paper. From here is a boron 7, beryllium 7 plus proton model. Model two assumes the proton halo type charge distribution of boron 8. But with the monopole part only, without caudal pole component. Model 3 includes a caudal pole moment and solves the three-body problem without spins. Caudal pole Coulomb potential is automatically included. Model 4 is a solved three-body problem with spins, with everything. As for the nuclear potential between beryllium 7 and the proton, we take the most popularly used potential proposed by S. Benson to explain energy, charge radius, and this radiative capture cross-section. So in the most sophisticated model 4, the wave function looks like this one. This is the incoming wave. Here is the beryllium X minus L equals 0. L equals 0 incoming, spin 1 half, 3 half, totally 1 minus and 2 minus is possible. And the intermediate stage, we have resonance state. Here we have 2 plus ground state of beryllium 7, approximately. And this 2 plus couples to this L equals 1. Totally, we have 1 minus, 2 minus. 3 minus is possible, but it has no coupling with incoming wave. So this is a result of energy of resonance with respect to model 1 to 4. So this is model 1 by Bird et al., 168 kV. If we consider the proton halo charge distribution, it goes up some 20 kV. And if we solve three-body problems without spin, then we get to large energies, 130. But if we include spin interactions, spins, then finally we have this splitted two resonances here. And this resonance is sensitive to the mass of X particle. At J equals 1 case, here we calculated using infinite mass. Infinite mass case 1.73 here. If we take 500 JeV, 1.76, 100 JeV, 1.85. Finally, if we take 550 JeV X mass, then we have 196 KeV.
Seeing like left, right?
Just
yeah, but I know of that. Then, yeah,
appreciate it. Then let me calculate the reaction rate, just the rate ratio at T9 0.3. If we take the value normalized to this one, model one, then here rate is half of this one. And in this case, five times larger. But again, finally, 0.x times. If we change the mass of x, 0.7 for 500, 0.5 for 100 JeV, 0.3 for 50 JeV. Pardon?
Very happy man because I didn't.
Yeah, we 0.8.
Yeah, I didn't have a.
What? Sorry.
I said you made me a very happy man.
Finally, it's ready. I was surprised.
What can I ask you? What is the value for the outgoing electromagnetic width that you got? The state gamma decays to the ground state.
In the case of model 4, I calculated, of course, scattering problem. Then we have resonance states at these energies with respect to the muscle expand. So typically, we have resonance with respect to 0.8 kV. Approximately 1 k from the resonance per Venus. And the gamma Venus is 0.0 k, 0.1 k, just the
what do you mean? We assume that a priori we calculated it.
You calculated it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You think, of course, I calculated.
You said there are 10 electron volts.
Yes, I did calculate it, so I didn't assume anything.
This is a three-body result.
Right. No, but the...
And you assumed a priori.
No.
This relation.
That relation. Yes, of course, I did assume that.
So
I apologize.
I said,
This, of course, I did. I didn't calculate the entrance width at all.
Yes, exactly.
So what's the entrance width again?
So this is a summary of resonance problem. There's a gamma fluctuation here, about 10 electron volts. Finally, we calculated the resonance reaction rate using this formula. It depends on the mass. And I said before, the ratio at T9 0.3, for example, 1 is number. Non-resonant radiative capture, this one, both ways directly here. First we calculate the scattering wave function and the ground state wave function here, E1 operator. And the S factor is given this relation. Just result, S factor, CBBN S factor is rather similar to SBBN one. And at zero energy region, our calculation gives the similar result between C Nilgiriyan and S Nilgiriyan. But Bada et al. Showed this type of 700 enhancement using scaling rule. It doesn't work on this reaction. This one,
P wave, S wave is closed.
But it's a subdomain contribution. So.
Yeah. I skipped the discussion. So it's finally the action rate is one, but this rate may be negligible in the CV event calculation compared to the advanced contribution. You can look at this. X can write three body breakup reactions. Now, time is going up, so let me skip how to solve this. So, yeah, I can come back in discussion time. Let's skip. This is the result for what? This reaction to destroy the lithium series. Here again, we see the CV band is active, not to SVB. And it means this CV band cross sections, S factor, and this is the Coulomb penetration factor divided by energy for the Bollard wave rates. This means they are very close. But of course, in this case, the charge is reduced by one due to X, so penetration factor. This one is larger, much larger than this one. So cross section is much larger than this one. Then reaction rate, like this, this difference reflected in this value. So, for example, ratio at T equals T equal 0.1, 1 to 30, and 1 to 10, at 0.3. And the skip. This is the result for this case. Again, CVBM is not close to SVBM. Ratio may be 0.6 to 0.8. So, CVBM reaction rate. Here is the large difference, so 1 to 20 to 1 to 6. Summarizing these. This one. I just explained this one. This one is just a non-resonant radiative capture. I explained before. We have also the similar values. So, who can consider a simple model? This ratio may be within factor 2 for T like 0.1 to 0.5. So, one simple model is. Cross section CVBN is merely calculated by using SVBN, S factor, and Coulomb penetration factor. This model, as far as I examine, this model works within factor 2. And this may be good. Yes. Skip. This is a list of reaction rates which I showed. This can be available to your network calculation. Sorry, last brief discussion on this late time CVN reaction by PX atom. So late time catalyzed reaction with PX yesterday reported by Jadamatsky in this paper. So this reaction is very much interesting to me. So I calculated this one by using this program. We already calculated this system. So if we change lithium 6 proton and lithium 7 proton and neglect gamma, then we easily calculate this one. So everything has been prepared in this calculation. So I show just result on the, in this case, this Coulomb penetration factor equals 1. It's very important point. but for the S factor. I first calculated cross section and defined S factor by this. Then we obtained this value and the Born approximation by Jedomski in Chizui figure 4. I did this value. I wonder she gave the within the same definition one of time, no, but yes.
Is not fully screened, right? This can you trace this suppression to either the matrix to the so when the lithium 6 atom comes a nucleus comes at the distance comparable to the Bohr radius, right? The rest is no longer screened, right? There is, and that's probably the reflection of this residual Coulomb error.
Yes, when you get the helium X, that's what
Coulomb screen effect is here. Of course, the cross section using this is very large. At the moment of nuclear reaction, Coulomb potential from far distance X minus is not effective to interrupt the nuclear reaction. But when incoming Coulomb penetration at the far distance is very important. So cross section should be calculated using this one. Then similarly for we had this value. Then yesterday Zelensky showed this figure, quick decrease of abundance of lithium 6, lithium 7 by this reaction. But if we use our result, then the destruction will become much moderate. And finally, I have to discuss this charge exchange reaction, much discussion by yesterday, Kospelov and Jeremy. I have not calculated it yet, but the cross section will be much larger than the previous two reactions. The last night I examined an example calculation of muon. The muon case. I examined several papers and I understand the cross section increase with decreasing energy quickly. In this way, by many calculations and Bohr approximation from this way, very much larger. But we have to calculate this one by ourselves. But this must be rather difficult calculation because I as yesterday discussed, we have principal quantum n equal 4. Levels are almost degenerate to this atom, then calculation must be tedious. So I have no time, so let me skip someone. Thank you very much.
After a discussion of various rates, because during the discussion session rather than now, right, that would be appropriate. And I have some questions. I also have something to show by another group, which there is another group that also calculates this thing. And
I hope so.
And there is a disagreement. So I didn't have this.
We are very nervous to our result because. We cannot imagine any other group will be able to this calculation within a similar accuracy of ours.
Right.
It's very, very difficult. We know many nuclear theoreticians in the world,
as I understand.
Maybe very difficult. But we have much experience in the muon catalyzed fusion. So.
Very well. So we save further nuclear discussions until the discussion session, and we move on to our last talk this morning. I'm going to be talking to Mr. Kappa, and he's going to tell us about the